Mayline. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening to thinkaboutit.org. The Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 27th, 2011. So we're dealing with the hypocrisy of the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Europe, and Israel to claim that they care about the uprisings going on in Africa. Well, we know that it is not true. The Obama administration, I know this hurts some of us sometimes, but the Obama administration, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are only speaking on behalf of the Rothschilds, the international bankers, the Oppenheimers, the multinational mineral and resource corporations, business interests. That is what is cared about. That is what they care about and what they are worried about. So we must join the worldwide people's revolution and keep all of them at bay. Make sure the CIA does not infiltrate the worldwide people's revolution. Let us go further in proving the hypocrisy of the United States of North America and, unfortunately, the hypocrisy of the Obama administration. Did you know that there was a vote that occurred in the United Nations condemning Israel and the continued theft of Palestinian homes and lands by Israel in full violation of international law and moral law? United Nations, the Obama administration, and look at how the Obama administration handled this vote. Okay? U.S. vetoes United Nations resolution calling Israeli settlements illegal. At the United Nations, the Obama administration used its veto power for the first time to block a Security Council resolution declaring Israeli settlement activity to be declared illegal. They wanted to declare Israeli settlement activity illegal, and the final vote on the measure was 14-1. The co-sponsors of this resolution, it even included Britain, France, and Germany. But the United States of North America, the Obama administration, vetoed the resolution. Now, do you think, now what does this do to the Palestinian people? The Palestinian people are being destroyed every day, are being killed and brutalized, just as we've been saying. The state of Israel is an imposter. Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. The European Jew, the Ashkenazi Jew, the Ashkenazi European Jew is an imposter Jew, is not the real Hebrew. They are Gog and Magog. We're going to end on that with the last 20-minute segment. Go read about Gog and Magog. This Israel is an imposter. This Israel is Gog and Magog of your Bible, the European Jew, the Ashkenazi Jew from Europe is descendant of the Hyksos that brutalized Egypt, that Moses opposed the Hyksos, the imposter Pharaoh on the throne. The Hyksos are the same European Ashkenazi Jew. They are the same Gog and Magog prophesied that would come in the last days and destroy the indigenous people, being the Palestinians. And North America, the Obama administration voted with Gog and Magog, voted with this imposter Israel to destroy the Palestinian people, to continue the killing and raping of the Palestinian people. Do you think that the Obama administration truly cares for the African people, so-called Arab people, and at the same time is going to work to destroy the Palestinian people? Do you think that the Obama administration, that the ruling class of North America, Europe, and Israel care about the uprising of Africa, and they yet are working to destroy the Palestinians? That's why we must join the revolution, because we care. We are sincere. We care about the uprising of the people. We support the uprising of the people. We want to keep the CIA at bay and all of these wicked ruling powers at bay. Also, continuing with the hypocrisy of the United States of North America, both Democrat and Republican Party, do you know the revolution? The revolution has come to America. In Wisconsin, of all places, in Wisconsin, the revolution is jumping. Governor Scott Walker, backed by the Koch Brothers Industry, backed by the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, backed by the international bankers and the multinational mineral and resource corporations. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has enacted measures to bust up and destroy unions, to take away collective bargaining. Now on Democracy Now, I'll have the date. I think it was Friday. The Friday edition, February the 25th, Friday edition of Democracy Now. If I'm wrong on that date, I'll have it in my summary page, so don't worry. Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez interviewed John Nichols, I believe his name is. John Nichols, he is affiliated with the magazine called The Nation Magazine. And so this individual has been keeping up with what is going on. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly has passed Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill. that would eliminate collective bargaining rights for most public employees. The measure has sparked an unprecedented 11 days of protest in the capital city of Madison and across the state. Amy Goodman talked to John Nichols. He talked about how 2 weeks ago today, Governor Scott Walker, newly elected Republican governor, took office in January and announced he would do a budget repair bill. The repair bills are very minor normally, often passed within a few hours, usually of little concern. Basically, it's about adjusting where the money is. But Governor Walker announced that in addition to the budget repair, he would add in what he said were minor items. What are these minor items? These minor items include restructuring of how the state operates as it regards cabinet level government. The governor would take over most agencies and appoint dozens of new officials who are completely responsible only to the governor. Sound like a dictator, doesn't it? Effectively ending our cabinet level government system, meaning checks and balances. No checks and balances on the governor. Wants to be a dictator on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Koch brothers. That would give him, Governor Walker, the power over Medicaid. To destroy Medicaid and Medicare. To destroy Medicare. To destroy programs that are for the people. All sorts of other programs in his office. Rather than putting it through the traditional legislative and regulatory process. So you take away the checks and the balances, become a dictator, and you just destroy programs for the people. In addition, this is John Nichols talking about the governor. The governor announced that he wanted to have the power to barter off state properties, including power plants and public lands, again, without any negotiation, without any bids, to whatever company he wanted in the private sector. He's following the dictates of the Koch brothers. He's following the dictates of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, Governor Walker is. And finally, back to Nichols. And finally, the governor wants to totally restructure the state's collective bargaining agreements. Not just at the state level, but at the county and municipal level. Meaning effectively that the governor would almost by fiat set most of the pay and benefit standards. And the most critical thing was that the governor wanted to end most collective bargaining rights for public employees in Wisconsin. How can this man, Governor Walker, commit such wicked acts? How is he able to talk so crazy and cause the state assembly, I believe it was, to go after and follow after such a wicked plan to bust up unions and bust up collective bargaining and behave almost like a dictator, selling off things, destroying checks and balances, working for private interest, business interest, rather than the interest of the people, working for the Koch brothers, the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, because Obama did not hold the line. Obama, when Barack Obama gave his January 2011 State of the Union address, Barack Obama said, President of the United States of North America, said that he would freeze the pay of government workers. Now, when you freeze, and this also means retirees, if I have it correctly, government workers, whether working or retired, their monies would be frozen. And when you freeze money, and you do not freeze the cost of living, and the cost of living continues to rise, you in effect reduce the money of the people. You reduce pay. Whether retired or not retired, the government workers' pay has been reduced. This is from the Obama administration. In addition to that, President of the United States of North America, Barack Obama, said in his January 2011 State of the Union address that he would lower the taxes of corporations and pay for it by closing loopholes. So Governor Walker, taking the cue from Barack Obama, a Democrat, supposed to be for the people, supposed to be for the unions, supposed to be for the working class, but now Obama talking like a Republican. Now the Republicans can really talk crazy and act crazy because you don't have a left, you don't have a left center, you don't have a center, you don't have a center right, you only have the wishes of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and their imps and demons like the Koch brothers and others in that elite structure who do the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And so Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin gave a whole bunch of tax breaks to the corporations in his state, making the budget rise 100-some-odd million-dollar deficit, right? And then turns around and blames the deficit on the working class, and he's gonna pay for the tax breaks he gave the corporations, pay for it by closing loopholes. Who are the loopholes? Apparently, the loopholes are the working class and the poor class and the people. So he wants to bust up the unions, bust up collective bargaining, and make the people pay for the tax breaks he gave the corporations. You see, the Republican Party, the Tea Party, the Democratic Party are all working for the business interests of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. For a couple of minutes, let me go to some other things for the next couple of minutes. The United States of North America denies a visa to a Palestinian activist. A prominent Palestinian activist has been forced to cancel a United States speaking tour because the United States consulate in Jerusalem refused to grant him a visa in a timely manner. Omar Barghouti is a founding member of the Palestinian Civil Society Boycott Divestment Sanction Campaign. This fellow, Omar Barghouti, wants his people to be free, the Palestinian people to be free from the wicked rule of the state of Israel, this imposter state that we're going to put our teeth into in the next 20-minute segment. And so the Obama administration is denying this activist, Omar Barghouti, the visa necessary to travel to America and work on behalf of the Palestinian people. Do you think that the Obama administration is speaking on behalf of the people of Africa when they're working to destroy the Palestinian people? Another issue. American detained in Pakistan is a CIA operative linked to Blackwater. While I have it on my mind, there was a prank call. This individual called Governor Walker, posing as one of the Koch brothers. I believe it's David Koch, I believe, but one of the Koch brothers. The governor thought he was talking to one of the Koch brothers. They talked for 20 minutes about the uprising in Wisconsin and how to handle it. And at one point, the fellow posing as one of the Koch brothers says to Governor Walker, you know what you should do? You should infiltrate the protesters and, you know, cause some trouble, cause some chaos among them. And Governor Walker said, yeah, you know, we thought of that. You see, the CIA, the FBI are yet working their wickedness. Governor Walker thought of infiltrating the protesters, maybe causing some violence. Then you can blame it on the protesters, and then you can call in the National Guard like he said he wanted to do. This is just so wicked. So in Pakistan, a CIA operative is linked to Blackwater. United States officials have admitted that an American detained in Pakistan for allegedly murdering two men was a CIA agent and a former employee of the private security firm Blackwater. And President Barack Obama had to come out and lie and say that the man was worked for the State Department. I forget the word that they used, but he had, a diplomat. that he had diplomatic immunity. He had to lie. The man is a CIA agent, killed two people unjustly, illegally, and immorally in Pakistan, and the Pakistan people are angry. And the United States news outlets knew that the man was a CIA operative and kept quiet. The media working together, the CIA working together, and because Barack Obama is the president of the United States of North America, he's working with these wicked powers, telling lies on their behalf. We got to understand the truth. FBI sued for spying on California mosque. You got the FBI in the age of Obama spying in mosque, in Islamic mosques in California to infiltrate them and spend them so that they can justify destroying them. We're not going for it. There's another, this is what I want to end on. NATO forces accused of killing, end for this 20-minute segment. NATO forces accused of killing 64 Afghan civilians. And also United States drone attacks killed just two high-value targets in 2010. The 118 drone strikes conducted in 2010 in Pakistan by the CIA, killing at least 581, they say, militants, we say citizens of Pakistan. And you want to tell me that the Obama administration, the ruling class of North America, Europe and Israel care about people and they're killing folk? And we know it's for business interests? It's for the continued theft of land, wealth and resources? We're wiser than that. We're taking our next break and I'll see you on the other side of the break. Sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, February the 27th, 2011. We want to get back to the book of Revelation chapter 2 in verse 9, where Jesus says, this is Jesus talking to the black man and woman of the Western Hemisphere, telling us that he knows our struggles, how we, black church, black preacher, in times past, stood for justice, stood for freedom, stood for equality, and raised up the Christ spirit within ourselves. So Jesus says, I know thy works, black man and woman. I'm adding that because that's who he's talking to. He's talking to the real Jew, the real Hebrew, which is us. He says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And that rich is that when we come to understand our identity as the true African Hebrew Israelite nation, understand that we are to reconnect with our kith and kin in Africa, raise up the Christ spirit from the studying of African knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And then we together will become the messianic people. Messianic people or Messiah people. And raise up the Messiah Christ spirit in the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and overturn this wicked Babylon system of exploitation and slavery, privatized and parasitic capitalism. Everything goes into the private hands of the 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%. And parasitic because it destroys the masses of the people, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. When we come to this understanding, we will realize how rich we are spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And he says further, Jesus talking in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We have been proving historically, prophetically, and biologically that the European Ashkenazi Jew are the descendants of the Hyksos that overturned the original black man and woman in Egypt, and that Moses was not fighting his African people. African black Egyptians were not on the throne. It was the ancestors called Hyksos, the ancestors of today's European Ashkenazi Jew. The Hyksos were in Egypt, ascribed to themselves Egyptian African names and titles, and destroyed our sisters and brothers in Egypt, 1750 BC to 1550 BC, and Moses rose up and overturned the power of the ancestors of today's Ashkenazi Jew, European Jew, that was called Hyksos. We are proving that the Ashkenazi European Jew is the descendant of the Hyksos, and that they are the Gog and the Magog of Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. These are the imposter Jews that Jesus says are not the Jew, but are the synagogue of Satan. All of this wickedness that we have been speaking on today, orchestrated and organized by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers in this time, members of the Ashkenazi European Jewish community, descendants of the wicked Hyksos. These are the Gog and the Magog of your Bible from Russia, because the Ashkenazi European Jew are descendants of those coming out of Russia, coming from the Khazar kingdom, K-H-A-Z-A-R. These Khazars are the same Hyksos, are the same Gog and Magog, are the same European Ashkenazi Jew. And these are not Semitic, have nothing to do with Semites who are Afro-Asiatic. These Hyksos, Khazar, Gog, Magog, Ashkenazi, European Jews are susceptible, being Europeans, are susceptible to Tay-Sachs disease. Only Europeans are susceptible to Tay-Sachs disease. So biologically, we have proven that they are not the Jew of your Bible. The state of Israel is an imposter Israel, not the Israel of your Bible. We have proven it historically that they're not the Jew of your Bible, not the Hebrew of your Bible. The state of Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. We have proven it prophetically. And we have proven in all of the above that we, the black man and woman, prophetically, historically, and biologically, we are the Jew of your Bible. We fulfill Genesis 15, 13 through 15. We fulfill Deuteronomy 28 and 68. We are the messianic people, Messiah people. We are the Jew of your Bible. These are imposter. These are blasphemous. These are the synagogue of Satan. And you see, we always say to the working class and poor class of the European Jewish community, reject your ruling class and ruling families. Reject the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. And come join the Palestinians. Come join the Africans. Come join black people in the Western Hemisphere and Africans in the Western Hemisphere. Come join the red and the yellow man and the brown man. Come join the worldwide people's revolution. Reject the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Reject the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community, because they had raised up a ruling class in Islam. I talked about the Sunni Arab bloc being used against the Iran Persian Shiite bloc to isolate Iran and destroy Iran, because the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers and the synagogue of Satan, the ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community, have raised up a ruling class elite in Islam. Have raised up a ruling class elite in Hindu, in Buddhist. Raised up a ruling class in every religion, in every continent, on almost every nation. And this synagogue of Satan, working night and day to destroy the human family, creating disease and warfare and bloodshed, sacrificing human beings on the altar of consumerism and materialism, and infecting us with such wicked mentality. And we, oblivious to such wickedness, purchase consumer goods and consumer items. The least we can do is join the worldwide people's revolution, so that we may cease this wicked system that only produces consumer goods and resources and makes consumer goods out of resources, but it is done to the detriment of the people. And the people die by the millions and millions and millions and millions. And Minister Malcolm X said the revolution will be at your door before you know it. You better get up and join the worldwide people's revolution, and it will be at your door before you know it. You'll be facing the judgment of God at your own doorstep because we didn't join the worldwide people's revolution. Now I want to read a little bit from Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. Gog and Magog, the synagogue of Satan, the Hyksos, the Khazar, the European Jew ruling class and ruling families from Russia. Verse 1 of chapter 39 in Ezekiel. I'm going to read it in the King James, and I'm going to read some of this in the Living Bible translation, which gives a more plain English translation. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, G-O-G, and say, thus saith the Lord God, Elohim Yahweh, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. These names describe this wicked ruling class I'm not condemning the working class and poor class, only that they need to reject their wicked ruling class and ruling families and join us in the revolution. But the wicked ruling class and ruling families of the European Jewish community come from the territory and land of Gog, Meshech, and Tubal. That land, Caucasus Mountains region, Russia. That region. This is Gog. This is Meshech and Tubal. Get your Bible, chapter 39, book of Ezekiel, Old Testament, verse 2. And I will turn thee back, talking to the imposter state of Israel, talking to the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families of Europe, America, Israel, and this wicked elite raised up in every religion on every continent in almost every nation that does the wicked bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the synagogue of Satan we're talking about. God talking says, I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. Talking about how this Europe is north of Africa. North of Israel, which is northeast Africa, is Europe. Talking about the wicked European powers, the synagogue of Satan, Gog, Magog, Meshech, and Tubal, will come down from the north parts on the mountains of Israel. Verse 3, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Going to destroy the weapons of warfare brought by the wicked powers out of the north, which is Europe, which is Gog and Magog and Meshech and Tubal, which is the synagogue of Satan, the blasphemous Jew who is not a Jew but is blasphemous and is the synagogue of Satan. Verse 4, thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beast of the field to be devoured. Meaning that the militaries, the CIA, the FBI, the Mossad, the MI6 and MI5, who all work on behalf of Gog and Magog, the wicked forces, the military industrial complex, will be destroyed. The Most High will destroy the military-industrial complex. Gog and Magog and Meshech and Tubal, the synagogue of Satan, the Hyksos, the European Ashkenazi Jew, but not the working class and poor class, talking about the ruling class and ruling families that have raised up ruling class elites all over the earth, on every continent, in every religion, to destroy the human family. Their power will be destroyed. The military industrial complex, their weapons of warfare and bloodshed will be destroyed. Verse 5, thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Saith Elohim, Yahweh has spoken this truth, that they will be destroyed. Their power will be broken. And verse 6, and I will send a fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Going to send a fire on Magog. Going to send a fire of judgment on the synagogue of Satan. These wicked ones who are destroying the human family, destroying the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. On the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. Verse 7. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. The Most High will be totally manifested in the true temple of the Most High, being us, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Our bodies are the temples of God. Our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And the Most High will make his holy name known in the midst of his people Israel. Talking about that true Israel, not the imposter Israel, the true Israel, which is us. We're the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are that people who are called out to raise up the masses of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, showing forth the holy name within our person. Number 7 again, still. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. These wicked ones, these Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, the wicked synagogue of Satan, have been parading in the name of God. The wicked ruling class and families of Christianity who were the slave masters in the world coming out of Europe, going all over the earth in the name of Jesus, destroying people, saying they're doing it to Christianize us, to civilize us in the name of Jesus. Jesus says they will no longer pollute his holy name anymore. And the heathen, meaning this synagogue of Satan, will know that I am the Lord and the Holy One of Israel. We're going to pause right here and pick it up again next session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.